Just a quick question about that. It mentions gold and silver. Is there any major difference, or is it just listed as that? Just gold and silver is... Like, is there a difference between the gold and the silver, like, for, like, as a symbol?
A question very much the same to that. Is, how do you tell whether somebody is a gold vessel or a silver vessel or wood or clay? And is there meaning for wood and clay as well?
Who is determining whether it's a vessel unto honor?
Right.
God. Say it in the mic.
God.
Right.
Then you're not determining that. I'm not determining that. It's the Lord that is determining that this is a vessel unto honor or a vessel unto dishonor. But you and I know what his determining factor is. We're right here clear. There's only one thing that makes one a vessel unto honor.
I also think that a point about it is that silver and gold are two precious items, but you don't use them for the same things. You can use gold for certain things and then silver to build other things. And I think it comes down to the point that it's probably less about the value and more about the purpose of the materials.
Well, I think it's, and I appreciate those thoughts and comments, but, you know, the Spirit of God uses things that are very understandable to us. So if you were to come to our home, or you would invite Brother Chuck, and your parents wanted to set the very best settings before him, you would take the very best vessels that you have. And in some of our homes, you might have vessels that have some gold in them and some vessels that have silver. And when they're set before a guest, the guest has the impression that these things are of great value. They're also clean items. Now, if Brother Chuck came and it was a formal setting and you set before him some vessels that were just made of wood and earth, you might say, well, you know, those are everyday dishes, right? And he might say, well, I thought this was more of a formal affair. And perhaps as I look in the case where you set aside the other vessels, you might see those vessels that have gold and silver, and you might wonder from a practical standpoint why they've given me vessels of only wood and clay. The assessment, and we want to stress this, comes from God's standpoint. But what our responsibility is to strive to be counted worthy or approved of him as vessels of honor. And that's why it says in verse 24, if a man therefore purge or seek to cleanse himself, you want to separate yourself from defilement. That's why Brother Chuck brought the example of the dirty dishes from the day before with clean food. You've defiled the food. The dishes are dirty. And so how do we now as believers find ourselves as classified as vessels of honor? It is that we separate, we purge himself from these associations, these persons who are not walking according to the word of God. It's very simple. God uses very simple pictures for us. Vessels of honor, we can see with our natural eye things of value. And then we say, you know, these are lesser value things. And we utilize these things every day. But if you and I want to be vessels of honor, dishonor is a disgrace. You've been defiled. It's that we would come out and depart from iniquity.
How are we doing so far? Are we following nicely? We're getting in? Because you know what? As the week progresses, you'll start finding that everything was said is just kind of building up now, and you have a frame in your mind. The point is this. Are you a vessel of honor? Don't get entangled with silver and gold and what's silver and what gold. Are you a vessel of honor? Because the Lord is not going to use a vessel of dishonor. Are you a vessel of honor fit for the master to use? Are you? And to be a vessel of honor, we heard about, you know, something dirty. What's in your life that is hindering the Lord from using you? Because you are not vessel of honor. Look, it's so easy to look around and say, well, you know, she's silver, he's gold. Just don't worry about that. You are a Timothy. Are you? And I want you to go home with that question and search your own heart. I think, again, Brother Chuck, I appreciate the verse that you have us read earlier on in the thing. Search me, O God. Am I a vessel of honor fit for the master use? What is filling this vessel? What kind of trash is filling this vessel that the Spirit of God had no room? Is Satan taking hold of me, corrupting my mind, corrupting my thoughts, getting me into everything that I'm just... The Lord would say, he's a vessel of dishonor. I cannot use him. Are you a vessel of... Ask yourself that question before the Lord. And be sincere. Listen to me. I'm talking here. Unless you guys have something to share. Are you a vessel of honor? Are you clean enough that the Lord would use you? Do you strive to show yourself? That's verse 15 again. These are all practical things. There's no high theology here, guys. There's no high ecclesiastical anything in here. Are you a vessel of honor? It's very simple. Are you clean? Are you clean that the Lord could use you? That the Lord will delight to say, I will drink from that cup. It is a clean cup. He did not stay the whole night doing stuff that is not right. He did not waste his time or her time doing this. The way they dress, the way they conduct themselves, the way they behave, they are vessels of honor. I could tell. Are you a vessel of honor?